We are hosting a prayer on Saturday, on the 11th, and this prayer is a prayer organized to pray to God for you guys, so that whoever is holding in hostage by religion, we still holding on to the same belief that Itai Jamara is still alive. In the fact, we are seeking for divine intervention, because we know that the Bible says that whoever three or two are gathered in my name, they are shall be there in their midst. And you know God will respond and answer if we come together and pray. That is the reason why we are gathering.
Who is leading this prayer meeting?
We have Bishop Anselmo Madaya, who has been with us from the onset. We have decided to broaden our approach and our view of this. And so this is now a national process, as it was. And so Bishop Anselmo Madaya will still continue to lead us, and he is going to be leading us on Saturday when we convene to meet and pray for Itai Jamara in Zimbabwe.
What can you say has changed from the previous planned prayer?
The conveners have pretty much changed. The learning curve for us, we didn't know certain things. And so as a result of that, we made some decisions that actually then spiraled into the wrong direction. But now we have Bishop Madaya under his organization that is, we're coming in as the convener and our family.